The push by the Friends of Recovery Warren and Washington County, a group part of the Hometown versus Heroin and Addiction Coalition, to establish a center for recovering addicts at the Gospel Lighthouse Church in Hudson Falls, quickly faced backlash from neighbors. Reverend Ray Bartholomew, a member of the Friends of Recovery, said the community got the wrong idea of what the group was aiming for.
Well, I think the community misunderstood what Friends of Recovery Warren and Washington were trying to do. What we're trying to do is establish a recovery center which would cater to folks that are already in recovery, not currently trapped in addiction, but in the process of recovery.
Bartholomew stressed that the Friends of Recovery was not trying to open a center where addicts could get medical treatment. In early February, Reverend Paul Mead of the Gospel Lighthouse Church gave WAMC some of his ideas for the center that would serve as a community space for those in long-term recovery.
We would possibly have on-site job coaching and resume writing to help those in recovery and their families who are without employment become more employable.
Mead also suggested it could serve as a place for family events like movie nights. Mead chose not to comment Thursday morning, but had said previously, fear took over in some neighbors. The center would not have been affiliated with the Gospel Lighthouse Church. The plan was withdrawn a few days later. Bartholomew said the group is right back to square one and is trying to find a location, although he could not provide a time frame.
So there's really no face that you can put on a person in recovery, come from all walks of life. So people could drive themselves there, or we're looking for a place possibly on the bus route in the Glens Falls, Hudson Falls, Fort Edward area to help those that have no transportation. So we're open as to where we could be.
David Saffer is executive director of the Hudson Falls-based Council for Prevention and a part of the Hometown versus Heroin group.
There is a huge issue in terms of opioids and heroin within our geographic area, and we do have a lack of services.
Saffer said that applies to those seeking treatment and those in recovery. The Warren and Washington County region, near New York's border with Vermont, has seen a rise in drug-related arrests in recent years. In Vermont, Governor Shumlin declared it an epidemic. Saffer said the realities of drug addiction facing the region cannot be confronted by law enforcement alone.
The heroin issue is really more of a public health issue than it is a law enforcement issue, because law enforcement certainly can't arrest everybody and deal with everybody who needs services.
For more information on the Hometown versus Heroin and Addiction Coalition, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.